you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cats, that was horrible! Who wrote the scripts?
Welcome to the movie show!
FM. What's up?
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the movie show.
Yes, on Active FM. I'm Sesh.
And I am Ryan.
Yeah.
And a fantastic day to be listening. In fact, this is about the right time for you to listen to the podcast. Why? Because anytime is the right time.
Because it's a podcast. Yay!
Absolutely.
So today we're going to be reviewing a film. It is called Bloodshot, so it sounds quite intense. Yes, it was a very intense movie. It is a 2020 film. You know, it's weird saying it's a 2020 film because it almost feels like 2020 films have gone on pause.
Right.
But they haven't. And there's also films that came out like before lockdown and stuff. But this is a 2020 film with Vin Diesel. Yes, we have Vin Diesel himself.
In his second comic book series.
Yes.
Series.
And the first, well, the second comic, like, you know, when they make a movie series or universe out of a comic book. Yeah. That's what they're attempting to do here with Bloodshot. And if you didn't know this, I'm pretty sure you did, but there's also a very good possibility that you actually don't know this.
I did know it.
You only knew it because I reminded you, right?
That's right. So that's absolutely right.
Vin Diesel was in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're probably going, no, he wasn't. Where was he? Oh, he was probably in one of those films back in the day where we didn't really... No. He was in the latest. He was even in Infinity War and Endgame. Ladies and gentlemen, Vin Diesel played Groot. Yes.
That's right.
Yep. I'm Groot is all Vin Diesel.
His famous line.
His famous...
I am Groot.
Multilingual line. Yes. I am Groot.
And of course, let's not forget the other line that he did. I am Groot.
Oh yeah, and there was that other one. What was it again?
No, don't.
Wait. No, it's on
we
the tip
can't
of my...
that one. No,
it's
please.
On the tip of my tongue. wait.
No.
Flip, it's gone again.
We can't... Okay, can we reveal it at the end of the show?
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm going to search quickly because I think I can find it on Google.
Yes.
So we're gonna find that line. That was a brilliant line. I remember sitting there going, wow, that line. I've never heard a line like that in my life. So we will reveal, Ryan, but we must remember. We can't both forget.
Yeah. But my favorite line, of course, was I am Groot.
Yeah, that one was also pretty good. But there was that one. I can't remember it now. Ha, flip. Okay, we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. You know what? Stay tuned till the end of the show and I will remember because my memory is going to just come back as
and
we are talking.
Because we have good memory.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was interesting to see Vin Diesel. In fact, I was telling Sashi that the only reason why I watched this movie, and I'm not a Vin Diesel fan, but you know, there are those well-known actors. And I watched the trailer and then I watched the movie and I was like, okay, it's a very VFX orientated movie.
Yeah, it really is.
I think I enjoyed the visual effects. The story was like really, it's well worth watching. I would say that. And please don't watch the trailer before you watch the movie, right, Sash?
So, can we talk about that before we get into facts and stuff? So, Ryan sent me the trailer for this film. You were showing me something. I can't remember why you... Or did you just send it
there
to
was
me?
There was a piece of music that was...
Oh, yes.
But the music was in the trailer,
yes,
but it wasn't in the movie itself. That we that same music we
We've
had used
yes.
in one of our own films that we had actually made. So I was like, ha, that's cool. I know that track.
Right. So Ryan sends it to me for that reason. So I watched the trailer. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It sounds pretty cool. It looks like a cool movie. And then I watched it because we decided, okay, let's do it for the movie show. And I was so frustrated. Because the trailer gave away the whole storyline. Like, literally everything. If you have not seen the trailer for this film,
don't.
Do not watch the trailer. Don't do it to yourself. Just watch the movie. It will be better for you. You will enjoy it more. Because literally, so we've spoken about this before. And the term comes from, we heard it the first time from a director called Ron Howard, who did Han Solo. He directed Han Solo. He also directed a movie called A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. And specifically in that film, he spoke about the fact that when you watch the movie, as the audience, you're following along with the story. You're like, okay, cool. This is awesome. Yay. And then next minute, something happens in the story that is completely unexpected that you wouldn't have guessed in a million years. And it shocks you. And the way he puts it is, in that moment you pull the carpet out from under the audience. So it's that almost like you take the breath out of them. That's how shocked they are. But those are good things in movies, because you know, suddenly it recaptures your audience, or you're like, oh my word, I didn't see that coming. Janice, it's what you talk about.
And then you want to see what happens for
next.
In fact, it almost feels like you're like starting the movie from
again.
The beginning, because uh-huh. the whole plot has changed.
Yeah.
And so now you have to watch, because you want to know exactly what happens.
Yeah. It takes it like a level deeper and makes it unpredictable.
Love
now, this film had that. It actually had that moment in it. However, they show the moment in the stupid trailer. So you know now what's coming because of the trailer. I literally felt like I knew the whole movie. The only thing was I didn't know how it ended. That was it. But I knew the whole movie because of the trailer. And I personally think they could have sold the movie without revealing
yep.
that moment.
That would have done it well. Obviously, they put it in the trailer, and I don't think that was very clever. They obviously based the movie on that whole plot twist.
But they shouldn't have.
So it's like you're a detective, but one day you find out that the people that you are working for are actually the criminal.
And you like, put it in the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, you know, instead you could just be like, this is Detective so-and-so, he's the best detective. World class, wada wada, until one day he has to solve the crime of the century, you know, and then yeah, and then you watch the movie and you're like, oh no,
right?
Yeah,
so they really messed up with that one. I was actually frustrated because I watched it with my family and they hadn't seen the trailer, and they were all sitting there like they were good, and I was just like, I don't want to know what happens. I actually want to be in their shoes, right? And I was in there, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And it was actually a cool plot twist. The whole concept of the movie is cool. You would have never seen it coming. Really, you would have never seen it coming.
Hey, you know what's great is that I actually forgot about that. I think after I heard that piece of music, and you know what?
Huh.
When the plot twist happened, at that point, I actually remembered the trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's right. They said that in the trailer.
So I feel like I was the only person left in the dark. I was left right in the open. Like there was a spotlight on
like
me.
Like the lights were on. You're like, yep. Guys, I'm watching a movie. Can you turn the lights off, please?
I was just like, I felt like I was reading the script before. It was horrible. It was just, it's like that. That's the equivalent of revealing the storyline behind Endgame before watching it. Like it just takes all the fun and anticipation and guessing away.
Well, after the plot twist, it was now just about the bad guy.
Yeah.
Getting caught. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this film was released in 2020. The budget for it was $45 million. It obviously was quite a heavy, you know, visual effects, special effects film, which means they would have had quite a large budget. However, now we don't know if this is because it's a 2020 film or if it just didn't do well. But the current box office is sitting at $29.2 million. So they're like just over halfway of what they spent. So they haven't made back what they spent to make the movie. They've made like almost half of it back. Oh, no, a little bit more, sorry, than half of it back. But they haven't, yeah.
You're about 16 million short from covering
right?
all
which
your
is,
expenses. Yeah.
You know, just 60 million US dollars.
Shame.
I mean, now also, like, I remember when I said that to you, Ryan, you asked me, do you think that the whole Corona COVID-19 pandemic had something to do with that? For me, I do think there's a possibility because obviously, like, people aren't really going out. There was fear. No one was caring about movies. They were caring about staying alive.
The thing is that I hadn't heard about this movie. I might have seen it once somewhere. It was a glimpse.
Yeah.
So let me tell you my fantastic, awesome story. Google Drive gave me 70 Rand as a reward just to say, thanks for being a customer. Here you go. You can watch movies with it or buy apps or whatever. I was like, wow, cool. So I went and looked for a movie that I could watch. Most of the movies I was like, And then we watched another movie, which we'll do another movie show about it later on. I'm not going to spoil that one. And then, of course, I saw Bloodshot.
Bloodshot, yeah.
And I was like, let me check the trailer. Then there's the movie, the piece of music. And I was like, let's watch Bloodshot. And then that's why I watched Bloodshot. That's the only reason why I actually watched it. But like I said, Vin Diesel also, when I saw it was him, I was like, okay, cool action film. I almost feel like, because when you think Vin Diesel, you think?
Action.
But a specific movie, right?
Oh, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Ah, cool. Yeah, there he is. What's his name? Donovan. Is it Donovan?
I think so. They call him Don for short, don't
yes,
they?
Yes. It's everybody knows, Donovan, you know. And I almost felt like this movie was like, it was like his solo.
Nah.
His solo film, you know.
Guitar solo piece.
Exactly. No. So I felt like, you know, in a band, like you get the vocalist spits from the band and then he starts a band by himself.
A band by himself.
Under his own name. You know what I'm talking about.
I get what you're saying.
Right. And I felt like this was one of his like solos.
Now, talking about the whole action thing, so some of the critic reviews, now this movie actually got mixed reviews from critics, but one of them actually said, which is from First Post, they said so much of it is typical of the superhero genre. It is hard to summon any more enjoyment from it. So what they're saying here is, you know, it's superhero, it's action, we've seen it before, you know, it's just another action piece in a whole vast world of action pieces. And they feel that you don't really get enjoyment out of it because it's like, you know, we can go watch Fast and the Furious. We're basically going to get the same thing.
Well, I've never seen... Okay, no, I don't think... Okay, they're probably... All right. I've never seen... So there probably is out there, but I've never seen a movie where a superhero is put together backed by all these nanobots and stuff like that. But at the same time, he's not invincible.
Yeah.
Because... During the movie, he could get, you know, he could have an amount of impact on his organs and his body. And then, I mean, whenever he was in a fight, like his chest was glowing hot. And that's because of those little nanobots inside of him, busy working hard at stitching him basically back together again. Mm. So there was like a cool part to him. At the same time, there's like a, okay, whoa, slow down. So there's a risk.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody likes a movie where, like, your main character, there's no risk involved.
Yeah.
Then the movie just gets boring. So for me, obviously for this comic book franchise or whatever, for them, this was their superhero, which I thought was a really cool superhero. And I know, like you said, this is one of their first movies that they're going to be releasing in a whole
a
universe of their what are they called, something with the
so this is it's a comic when they take comic books and create a universe, a comic book universe. I think the comic books this is originally from is called Valiant Comics. They actually want to create a cinematic universe and this is their first installment.
Yay, something new from comic books,
right? I feel like it's the age of cinematic universes.
Yeah, because it was like Marvel, DC, Marvel. Marvel, and I wasn't a DC fan, and then I watched some of the stuff and I was like, cool, DC. Okay, DC is actually cool, guys. DC is actually cool. Hey guys, DC. Everyone's like nah.
And then the last review I just want to read out is from Variety. Now this is quite a funny review, but it says this: Bloodshot is a trash compactor of a comic book film, but it's smart trash. What is smart trash?
It's cool.
And then it says an action matrix that's fun to plug into. So,
yes.
And I feel like I agree with that review because it was like from a visual effects point of view and like everything, it was at times I was just like, they're showing off right now. Like from that point of view, it was visually pretty good. The only thing I had an issue with, okay, the two things I had an issue with. The first one was the fact that they showed me everything that was going to happen in the trailer, which freaked me out because I like going into a movie not knowing. I want to watch it and experience it. Then and there, real time. I don't want to know what's going to happen. Like that's, I'm not that type of person. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing that kind of disappointed me, or I thought wasn't strong enough, was the storyline. I thought the story was a bit
weak. I agree with you.
Yeah. So it was a good action film.
It was good up until the twist. Yeah. After the twist, I felt like the whole ending just sort of crumbled.
Yeah.
You know?
It fell flat.
The visual effects was good. I felt like they overdid some parts. You know, it was the slow-mo parts during a fight. I thought it was overkill.
Yeah, I agree with you in a way. Yeah,
there were two fight scenes. It was just like... And it was like, okay, can we get on to the fight?
Yeah, like just... I also feel like there was one... There was the first fight sequence. What happens is they... So Vin Diesel's character, he like basically crashes a truck. And in the truck, it's transporting flour. So when the truck crashes, the flour obviously goes everywhere, lands on the floor. Except I don't even know if that was that realistic. Like the way it just evenly spread all over the... They were like in a tunnel. And then now these red lights turn on So now it's like flower on the floor, red lights, and then this fight sequence happens, and in slow-mo you see the flower like flying up in the air and off them, and I was just like, they so just made it, like they put the flower there for a reason, you know, you just like, you feel it's like forced, like it's just like, yeah, no, they were, it's like water in a fight scene. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the red light were the flares, and when he kept lighting the flares, you know what I thought? I was like, do you think the flower's gonna like cook?
Right? Next one, all of them, bam!
Eating cake while fighting.
That's cool. They should have done that.
Look, I think it was like a mystery. It just created more like a mystery. But they could have done that with Dark. You know?
Yeah, they could have.
But it created like a mystery type of thing.
I don't think, I'm not judging it. I'm just like, you know, when you just, I felt like this film was extremely dramatic. It's an action film, but I just felt like it was a little bit over exaggerated. Like, I felt it was like, I'm watching an action film and they're really pushing hard on this action genre thing. Like, even the way Vin Diesel, he was speaking in X-Men, he just screamed out of nowhere. It's like, okay. Oh, yeah. Because normal people do that in life. They just scream out of nowhere.
Well,
like,
nobody just cries for nothing while they're busy saving, you know, a boy.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, right? Wow. Ryan just shamed me and shamed the movie Extraction.
I'm trying to think of
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, Chris Hemsworth
is good looking and he gets away with it. Vin Diesel doesn't. His looks don't add up.
Crying to a boy that he's busy rescuing and he's the superhero. If I was that boy, I'd be stressed.
No, but hey, Chris Hemsworth wasn't like modified. He wasn't a modified human being. He was normal. He was a normal.
Exactly.
Okay, anyway.
And he cried while he's saving a boy.
Yeah, but I
did Diesel, it was his wife. Like, what is going on with my wife? You killed my wife. And then it was, you watched, you replayed my wife dying to me 7 times or something. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. I also think like when you watch a Vin Diesel film, you're not really watching him for acting because you're not really going to get anything different from what you normally see. You know, like there's those actors
where it's
like you're watching so-and-so in a movie instead of watching the movie where you almost forget that so-and-so is acting. Do you understand? Like you... Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
So a good example is like Johnny Depp. If you look at him in Pirates of the Caribbean and Alice in Wonderland, you would never even guess it's the same person.
That's right.
Because it's like completely two different characters. So you get those type of actors.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes. Where they another good example is that guy, Ansel Elgort, who was in Baby Driver. Plus he was in Divergence. Plus he was in The Fault in Our Stars. And in all three of those movies, he was completely different. Like it was like, wow, this guy, it's like you're not even watching the same person.
It's the using a new actor in your movie so that you could pay attention to the story thing.
Yes. But with those actors, it's not now you have to find a new actor each time. It's that they have the ability to act completely different. Whereas then you get the actors where you want that actor because you know they can act in a certain way. Like for me, Vin Diesel, The Rock, they those type of actors.
Christian Bale.
No, Christian.
That guy still.
No. Christian Bale. He's on the other spectrum. He can act differently.
It's like a whole other level.
Yes, but I'm saying Vin Diesel and The Rock are. They don't act different. They just act themselves.
Tough guy.
They're the
big
tough
muscles.
Guy. Yes, with
don't
muscles.
Get out my way.
And sometimes they have a good sense of humor, depending on the scriptwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes they'll swear hectically, other times they won't, depending on the age restriction on the film.
Hey, talk about swear words. Like, there was one swear word in this movie. I didn't hear it anywhere
else. That's true, actually.
Like, I went through the whole movie, and even, like, okay, this was... I watched this movie with my wife. She loved the movie, and I'll tell you her comments after this. But the whole movie, we're watching it, and it's awesome, and there's no swearing. And then, like, the one guy says a swear word, and we're like, wow.
That was unnecessary.
So what, you're a superhero now, huh? You can swear now because you're a superhero.
It's your superpower,
fantastic.
Huh?
Van Diesel? Get him. And then he dies shortly after that.
See, maybe swearing kills swear. People. Swearing kills.
I was just like, what? No ways. So my wife liked, what is his name?
Wiggins. He was gay. I liked him too.
Wiggins was awesome.
Oh, he was amazing. He was a breath of fresh air.
He absolutely was. Like, just when he came around, I was like, these guys are the good guys. The minute he came, I was like, these guys are the good guys. These guys.
You know what I loved about
guys.
Him? Yes, right.
He was a hacker.
No.
He's
It's not that odd.
He's funny?
No. Okay, that too. He's British accent.
Is he British?
Yep. Did you not hear his
when
British
I heard
accent?
I know that in the movie, but when I watched him in an interview...
No, I don't know about... I'm talking in the film. I actually don't know if the actual actor...
I could be wrong. Maybe in the movie he had that more sort of the best way I can explain it, he didn't have the prim proper English.
No, it wasn't.
He had that more sort of, I don't know if I can say southern, because in my country, the south, you know, the south of Joburg, of Johannesburg, are more now the more like sort of, you know, gangster, you know, the more chilled. You guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in Britain, it's more the sort of down street type of British. It's the same British that they use in The Gentleman.
Yes, it's that, it's British.
It's that, like, you know, round, rough, very loose, you know, type of British.
He's not British. He's actually American. His accent was very good then.
He's got the right face, the right figure, the right expressions. Hey, do you ever remember a drink called Fresca?
No.
You probably don't know Fresca. For those guys who know the drink Fresca, there was the adverts that came on, and there was a guy exactly like this guy.
Oh, serious?
And he'd be like, yeah, that's right, because nothing tastes like Fresca.
There we go. That's his accent, yeah.
It's that type of...
Oh, yeah. No, it was awesome.
And it's like, all I want is thanks, Wiggins. And then the guy's like, thanks, Wiggins. And he's like, no problem.
No, he was, I enjoyed. I liked, they also brought in humor with him, which in an action film, I think it is important to do.
It enlightened the whole mood.
It really did,
And it was good.
Yeah. One of the reasons I think the storyline failed a little bit, because for me, this isn't, if I had to rate the storyline, it wasn't, from a script perspective, it wasn't a strong script. The storyline, and like we've said before, the most important thing when making a movie is your storyline. It makes the movie. Otherwise, people are like, yeah, it was good, but there was something wrong with it. And I was feeling like that. I was like, other than me knowing what happens because of the trailer, there was just something that was like,
yes,
something's wrong. Now, the director of this film, he's a man, his name's Dave Wilson. He was the director. Now, get this. So, this film was actually his debut, it's the first film he directed. It's his debut directorial film. It's the first he's ever done. So, from that perspective, we can be like, okay, it's his first time. You know what? It was pretty good for a first time. But also, the reason I think the script also wasn't that good is because prior to this, he's actually a visual effects artist, which A? means...
Well, it's section A
number one. Except I don't think I have a section B, but anyway.
Just makes it more technical.
All right.
You can be like, well, if you look at paragraph A, point number
sub-point,
one.
Sub-point, sentence three. So it makes sense why there was such good visual effects in the film, because obviously that is important to him, being a visual effects artist himself. And the three main films, if I can put, or what he's known for, is in 2015 he did visual effects for Avengers Age of Ultron.
There you go.
Which is pretty big. In 2010 he did visual effects for Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which
so
is also
was he
pretty
like
good.
The visual effects supervisor type of, or does it say anything about
creative supervisor? He was the creative supervisor for Age of Ultron. For the Star Wars The Force Unleashed, I'm just trying to, there we go, he was the cinematic trailer/trailer director. No, but that's for the video game.
Wow,
okay, so
cool.
He was, but then why did he mess up the trailer? Okay, anyway, and then
wait, hang on, what? Why did he mess up? Okay, all right, yes.
And then the last one is Star Wars The Old Republic, and he was also the cinematic/trailer director. No, man, now I have a serious issue with this dude. How could he? Do you know, I was watching something once where they were explaining that the person that edits the film shouldn't make the trailer, because editing a storyline and making a trailer, you're trying to achieve two very different things. And the problem is, most people try in their trailer, they're on the whole tip of the storyline. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's two very different edits. And then what they suggested is, if you are the one doing the trailer, actually find other movies. I'm just talking about trailers now because I feel like the trailer was so bad that we now need to teach everyone about trailers. Anyway, moving back. So apparently, apparently they said, well, not apparently, they actually, which does help. They said, go look at, so your film is probably similar to another film out there, either in genre or in storyline or, you know, in concepts, in look and feel, etc. So go and find three or four movies that are similar to the movie you're making, download their trailers, and then actually start piecing together your trailer in accordance with one of those trailers. So the pace, the type of footage you use, you know, all of that. And then they said that's one of the ways to actually create an effective trailer, because then, you know, you're looking at a movie that sold well, the trailer worked, and now you're creating a trailer based on that. But people, please do not give the plot twist in your trailer. That is just wrong. That's like in Avengers Infinity War, them ending the trailer with everyone disappearing. And then what was the point of watching the movie? Because now we all knew. Oh, they disappeared. Oh, okay. So, you know, don't do that, guys. Don't please don't do that. Filmmakers out there, don't do that. Don't be That was hard. I was traumatized. No, I'm joking. I was a Yeah. But I think that's one of the reasons the storyline wasn't that strong, was because as a visual effects artist, you're not really concerned about storyline. You'd be more concerned about visual effects. Now, we've spoken about films in the past that had very good visual effects, but the storyline was so bad. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, the visual effects was really, it was awesome.
But the storyline sucked.
But even while you're watching the visual effects, you're like,
this is so boring. Now, this film, I wouldn't say was as bad as that film. There was one specific film. I can't even remember what it was called. Like, it's, do you remember, Ryan? It was set back in the day, I think in Greece or somewhere there. Don't even remember the full storyline because it wasn't that good enough to remember. But this film isn't that bad. I would say it's worth the watch. It's definitely worth the watch. Just don't watch the trailer. Do not.
Yes.
If you watch the trailer, sorry. I'm sorry.
You're going to spoil it for yourself.
And if you like spoilers, then go watch the trailer.
And then you won't. Well, because we haven't spoiled the movie on the show yet.
No, we haven't.
No, we've just talked about the visual effects. And our own opinions, and
but otherwise it was pretty
all in
good.
All worth watching. Will I watch it again?
No.
Well, the to be honest with you, I don't really watch a lot of films again.
For me, it has to be the only films I've like watched again is World War Z, Ready Player One, Baby Driver. I watched again. I like that film. Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. I'd definitely watch again. Pirates of the Caribbean, any day. I think I watched that thing millions of times.
You know, it's difficult for me because I feel like watching a movie again is like wrapping a present again and then opening it up. That's honestly what I feel.
Serious?
Yeah. I watched Star Wars like 3 or 4 times, but that's because I watched it in cinema on a normal 2K screen.
Yeah.
Then I offered to be watched in 4K and I was like, yeah, definitely. And then it went up a level, and my wife's brother came from England, and he was like, "We're gonna go watch it in
IMAX."
In IMAX, I was like, "I'm definitely going."
You watched it 3 times in cinemas.
That's it. and the other good side about watching a movie again, and I should take my own advice, is because sometimes you miss.
Yeah, things. You do miss things.
So yeah.
Yeah, but I watch movies again if I like the film.
I just really feel like it's a present that's been opened. I'm not gonna wrap this thing
See,
up.
See, I'm not like I'm the type of person that is very happy watching a movie again, but only if it was a good movie. It must have been a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I must have liked it a lot. I'm not just going to... Like, Ford versus Ferrari, I watched again. The Gentleman, I wanted to watch again.
I'll watch movies again for the show type of thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think then it's well worth watching.
No, I do it. As a kid, I remember watching the same thing over and over and over. I think I just loved it so much. It's like, you want to relive the moment. Yeah.
Somehow we don't get those effects back again.
It's kind of like taking drugs. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm fine. I can watch a movie again.
Wait, whoa.
Ryan's like, the euphoria doesn't come back, so I can't. So Ryan, yeah. I can. I'm Ryan, the high. That's what you're looking for, Ryan. You're looking for the high. This is just, no, I'm joking.
I think I can watch it again if other people haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah.
Because then I just want to watch the reaction. I'll be like, whoa. I'll be like, I know, right? But I think I could get myself into watching it again like I said, because you honestly do miss things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, actually, like the movie Sing, my kids are hooked on it. Do you know how much stuff I missed in that movie?
Yeah.
Like suddenly...
Wait,
like,
are they hooked on it again?
No. Well, if I to put it on, they probably would watch it again. They love PJ Masks. Then I put on something else for them and then they think it's just as good. So there was, like, for example, someone will get a sign or something or a letter, and that'll be a pivotal point that they got the letter and they read something, the information out, which then steered the story. But the thing that I missed is how he got the letter. And then when you watch it again, you see someone coming in behind him with the letter. You're like, oh, cool. I missed that. Yeah.
So, I can watch it again. Ryan. Well, no, this movie I'm not watching again.
I think I would watch it again. If I was stuck at home with no internet, although I
You have to have internet because it's on.
I would have to have internet because I hide off. Well, let's just say, like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it was short enough as well, and it wasn't too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would watch it again.
It wasn't a bad film. I'm not going to say it was a bad film. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So this has been it for the movie show. If you are missing us, which you would be missing us, because, you know, we're awesome. Active FM is awesome.
This is the best show.
Whoa, we're not going to shame other shows, right? Everyone else on Active FM, this is the best show on Active FM.
No, guys, listen, every show is really great. Eh?
But
you're the greatest.
Wow. So you can go check out our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. All of them, if you go and search Active FM, you will find us. So just go search, type in Active FM. You can even go to Google, type in Active FM, you will find us. We also have an amazing website.
Sorry, and look for the logo, because you know there's multiple Active FM.
Yeah.
It's still the
white and black logo,
that's
yes.
That's right, yes.
White and black logo, the coolest logo.
Yeah, just look for the coolest logo.
Look for the coolest logo. And then we also on we have a website, www.activefm.co.za. Go check out all the shows. It's a really user-friendly website where you can literally see all the shows on Active FM, and there's been a lot of new shows that have come out.
That's right.
So if you like a little bit lost or you don't really know what's happening, just go straight to the website.
Any show.
Right?
If you're lost, just click any show and listen to it.
Yeah. And then we are on...
Well, for all the YouTubers out there, all the YouTubers. Yeah, that's us. All right. You can go to YouTube, search for our channel. It is Active TV, and we are also as well on... the Active FM YouTube channel. You can listen to our shows there as well. And then we also, Sashi and I, we also do a visual show that's different from the one we're doing today. We do a shorter, more sort of facts and visual version of our shows on Active TV. Just search for Active TV and then go look under the playlist. You will there find the movie show playlist.
Yeah.
And we've got all our shows still there from the beginning up until the recent one that we've released.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we are also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
What is Google Podcasts, actually? Well, if you're an Android user, if you're an Apple user, you have the standard podcast app.
Yeah.
If you're an Android user, you need to download Apple users. Please just... I know you're all like, yeah, you see, you have to. All right. If you're an Android user, go look in the App Store. It is just as cool as the app on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Go look for the Google Podcast. You can also, same thing, it also downloads. You can subscribe, blah, 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 blah. And it pops up reminders as well to say, Active FM Movie Show has just released a new movie show. Listen now. And you can play. Yes.
Yeah. So that is where you find us. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, wait. Sure, we almost forgot.
I was going to remind you.
Thank you, Ryan. So I remembered that line that Groot said. Oh, this line is brilliant. Prepare yourselves. Everyone, breathe in. Breathe out.
And then I just ended, yeah.
No. So the line that Groot said that really, like, it was a touching line. Like, I shed a tear in cinema when you said it was deep. It is, I am Groot.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, so this has been the movie show.
And this is me, Ryan.
And me, Sash, on Active FM.
And I'm crying.
And we are not Groot.
Oh.
Peace out, people.
Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM.
Hot presenters.
The best topics. The most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio.
We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting.
Radio has never been better.